My name is Conal Ryan. I'm based in Cork and studying composition in UCC. Last year I did a master's in composition, and now I'm studying for a PhD with John Godfrey.
Conal, tell me about the piece that's being performed in the Crash Ensemble Freestyle Concert.
Well, it's called Apertures, and it's for viola, cello, and double bass. It's a very simple piece. The double bass plays natural harmonics, and the viola and cello play these kind of arcing glissandi or sliding tones above and below the axis of the double bass. And I suppose one of the most important things is that the viola and cello get to control the speed of sliding tones as they move around, which means that they're in control of timbre and harmony.
As you describe the piece, it has a lot of freedom for the performance. Would that be
Yeah,
true?
the freedom's kind of controlled. They have these pitch ranges which open and close, so the kind of the freedoms increase and then decrease. But it's I suppose the most important thing is that they're making decisions based on preference and what they're hearing, in the ensemble.
Is this something that you're particularly interested in working as a composer, that sort of that way of working where you are imposing certain kind of parameters, but then basically giving the performers a degree of flexibility in terms of the approach?
Exactly. The idea is that in most pieces that the performance is a process. So they're not simply just playing the piece bar by bar. They're listening to the sound and making choices based on what's coming back. So say for example an interference between two instruments or an instrument and electronics or something. So the sound itself is informing what's happening in the performance and decisions that are made. And it's kind of generally the line of my PhD research at the moment.
The influences in terms of the musical influences on this way of working and this process, where do these, where are the musical influences or the kind of role models in the sense?
Well, I suppose Morton Feldman's Graff pieces, also Cage's work, number of pieces, and I suppose they were working with indeterminacy just as a thing itself, and I suppose the aesthetic of the music is very much influenced by James Tenney, Alvin Lucier, Lamont Young, those kind of composers, who were particularly interested in sonority and perception of timbres and things. So it's kind of a combination of those things, I suppose.